Well, Jim, this morning here we have Joseph with us, who's on our long-term conqueror program. Joseph, we're glad to have you on the radio.
Nice to be here.
So, Joe, if you could, our listeners, it's always a really special time when we're able to interview somebody who's been going through the program and been there's a transformation happening as they go through our Conquerors program. So share a little bit with our listeners a bit of the journey that brought you to Haven of Rest. What was happening that eventually led you to come here?
It was mostly grief, and because of the grief, alcohol. I got into doing alcohol, and I lost two of my three children, and both of them was daughters under the age of one.
Yes. And so, Jim, as we talk with Joe, people might say, you got a little bit of a Southern or Kentucky on your speech. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because one of the things you mentioned to us is, I hope people can understand me, but that's just, that's from coming from Kentucky, I guess. Is that correct?
Born in Tennessee, raised mostly in Kentucky, so I got that Southern drawl.
Yeah, and I like it. I like how it sounds. So you heard about Haven of Rest through a process. Is that correct? You were in Kentucky, and then you went into some other programs. You eventually ended up in Ohio in the hospital. Let's pick it up from there. What did you go to the hospital for?
I was having some stomach issues. Found out in the other program they were messing up my medicines. And God will use whatever for his benefit. And while I was in the hospital, my nurse is the one that let me know about the Haven Rest.
So there's this whole journey. Now, our listeners, one thing I don't think they know yet is vocationally, your job before all this happened was, what were you doing in Kentucky?
I was actually a pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So God, you were full-time in ministry and experienced the loss of your kids. And I know there's some listeners here who have lost children themselves, and they understand the weight of how that affects you. And so it really sent you on this journey of looking for help. And eventually, as you said, the nurse made the recommendation to come to Haven of Rest. When you got to Haven of Rest, you were in our day room. And who'd you meet in our day room?
Dwight Johnson, one of the counselors over there. And part of me just wanted to go back home, go back to Kentucky. And he's like, well, we got this program called the Conquerors. And I'm like, oh, no, not another program. You know, and I can, now that I was set back, I can actually laugh about it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to pray on it. That weekend I prayed on it. And, you know, God moved me to say, yeah, I need to go heal. So I let Monday, I let him know, yeah, okay. Then I met with Matt and Steve and Jack.
Now, one of the things about the Conqueror program, it's a discipleship Bible teaching program, which I believe you like that.
Yes.
And so let's talk a little bit about, you come over, you talk to Matt and Steve, who are...
Jack.
And Jack, three great people that work here, Jim, at the ministry. So let's talk a little bit about your program and what does your day look like. You get up in the morning time. What's your day look like?
Well, we do devotions, daily devotions, get into the Word of God. We have our prayers, and I'm on setup and serve. So we, me and the guy I work with, we'll serve the clients and clean it up after the clients, so that the next meal we're ready to do, and we do that 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So, and, you know, I enjoy doing it, and the guy I work with, he enjoys also doing it. You know, we get to interact with the clients, interact with the volunteers, and just to see them, see their faces light up on both sides of it.
And then, Joe, I believe that there's some different classes that you're going through while you're on the program as well. What are some of those that you've been able to experience?
The labs, I forgot what it's
called. That's the Life Application Bible Study.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve does that one. He goes in and Steve teaches us how to use the Bible as a, like it was intended, as a guidebook for the men that's coming in to use it and to always go back to it when needed. And then we got Jack's class, which it's, I don't know what his official class name is. Everybody just calls it Jack's class. you know, if you're not saved, they got different pamphlets and stuff that you go through, and it's at your pace, so it's not well, you got to hurry up and get it done, or I'm moving too slow. It's like what several of the teachers say in here, God's into the long haul, you know.
Yes.
When he raises a garden, when you raise a garden, it's not just 3 days later, it's a full thing. You got to plant the seed, you got to water it, like it states in the Bible so much.
Well, you know, Joseph, you know, being a pastor, I know you have a heart for people. I already know that because you like to pray with people, sharing your testimony. Joe's testimony is deep, and we won't have a lot of time to do his full testimony today. But being here, being a pastor, knowing God's word, what is God teaching you here, even though you've been here for only 4 months? What's God teaching you through the program?
God will use the one thing that you hate, and he will use it to make you stronger and so that you can show him the glory. And with me, it's drugs. I cannot stand it. That's what took my babies from me. But God's using this platform and the Conquerors program that I'm noticing I'm helping people over in clients, and also people that are in the program that are ex-addicts. And they'll go through that where I was just hurting myself and all that bit. And I'm kind of, I can show them the flip side of that coin.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually had one person tell me that in the other program, that they got out of the program and just left it and was going to use. And it was going to be something of 5 minutes real quick. And they sat there, every time they went to pick up that needle, they heard the story about my daughters.
Mm. Yeah.
So he just put it down, walked away.
So, Joe, God's been, there's a healing happening in you as you're processing everything that's gone on. It's so encouraging to hear how, as God's doing a work in you, some of that healing's happening as you're serving others and as you're being able to share with others, and God's being able to redeem what's happened and use it for good. And I think of the opportunities that you've had on the Conquerors program. You mentioned Set Up and Serve.
Yep.
That's when you started, that's a simple way. We say clients, those are the guests that come in off the street that are coming in for a meal, and you're there helping serve those people that are coming in a crisis for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's And that's led to other opportunities you've had to actually share as well with our guests and maybe speak a little bit how God's used these opportunities to serve, which are a lot of times in our work therapy, but there's been others as well. How God's used those opportunities to serve and what he's been doing in those.
Well, one thing I've always said is, and I got a pastor that I go to a church here. He says, yeah, you got a promotion. You got a promotion to being God's servant. Mm-hmm. And so that's the biggest promotion you could ever get. With serving other things, I've gave the message a few times here at the and in the chapel. I enjoy doing that. And, you know, I look at them as my brothers and sisters, and they'll say, well, some of them ain't saved yet. And I said, that, they just ain't realized they haven't traced back the bloodline yet. They just haven't realized it yet. And I always try to let them know, heck, I want to see them on the right side of that chasm. Mm-hmm. I want to see them on the heavenly side. And not on that fiery side.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Joseph, you said something very interesting a couple questions back about things that God, something that you hate, something that obviously your daughters, the drugs took your daughters, something you hate. And God will use that to be testimonies as you are speaking through the chapel service over at the Client Service Center. Jim, you know, we don't like it when we see our guests that come over into the emergency shelter struggling with the devastation of these drugs that are out there. It breaks our heart. And so, Joseph, as we continue here, and you've done the chapel service, you've had an opportunity to share your testimony. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the other things that you're looking forward to as God continues to work you through the program, maybe some things that are God's working on your heart to rebuild?
I'm probably going to be, God's putting on my heart to stay here in Akron. And that's another thing I hate. I hate this cold weather, but you got to use it. You know, wherever he says for me to go, that's where I go. And hopefully I will rebuild my ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, there may be a church out there that's needing a pastor that God's point me in direction to. Or there may be some form of recovery, or even maybe working here that, you know, I don't know. That's why I go back on God's wisdom is a lot. His understanding far exceeds ours.
Yes, and it sure does.
Yeah. And we talked a little before we came on air for the broadcast, just how God's timing is perfect. And sometimes we want to try to get ahead, and the program has a way of making you put the brakes on a little bit and just take it the day as it comes and really see where the Lord's leading you. And so, Joe, we wanted to thank you that you said yes, that, you know, you could have, you know, God was prompting you about another program and you could have easily just said, you know, and moved on. But you said, no, God wants me here, and I'm going to say yes to what God's doing. And you've been an encouragement to us, mm-hmm, as you said yes to God each step of the way.
Absolutely.
And so we want to just thank you for saying yes to the Lord, and we want to encourage you to just to keep pursuing him day after day. And we know he's going to open new doors in all these different opportunities that may be in front of you, and he's going to give you clarity on what those next steps are. So for our listeners, they've heard a little bit of your story, they've heard your journey, they've heard maybe of some potential future plans. If you could ask them one thing to pray for you about, what would it be?
That's a hard one. I'm always usually asking to pray for other people. It's, you know, it's, I guess the only thing is that when this is done and over with, I hear a simple phrase, well done, well done, faithful servant.
Yes. And, you know, we all, when the Lord, when we're done with our work, that's what we all want to hear. Like I said, Joseph, it's been a blessing to do this interview with you. There is so much more that we can talk about. I said that earlier, Jim. You know that as well. But we are excited to see what God's doing in your life right now, where you're at. And we are excited to see what God does here in the future. And I know our listeners will be praying for you as well. So thank you for being a part of a radio program this morning.
No problem. I just always remember the scripture where God always tells us, be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
And sometimes we got to get out of our own head and we remember to listen to His.
Very good.